Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hide is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Today, this morning. Don't tell me it started Tuesday. Don't. Do not correct me there. I will reject your correction. Tournament starts today. Well, yeah, including Belmont. Yeah, I'm happy for Belmont. Don't. There are always exceptions. I allow bias exceptions for my opinions. And Belmont would be the exception. If that's what we got to do to get Belmont in, then I'm good. I'm good. 888-702-5494. I was just looking at my bet online balance, and it's gone up a little bit. Let me pull this up real quick, and then I'll get the call. My balance is 119.95. No, 119.05. I actually added some money there. 119.05, 119 bucks. Don't hate me because I'm rich. Of course, when Bernie gets elected in 20, he's going to take that 119.05 and redistribute it, so I won't have it for long. Cosby Cattleman, what's up?
From Bristol to Bartlett, it's Holly time in the statewide stadium, Moonshire King, as Kesslin would say.
Is that what he would say? Okay.
Yeah, I know. Everybody in America can't wait for Holly. It's the best day of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, when Fulmer was trying to get out of the conversation with me in the hallway there at the Omni next to Bob's Steakhouse, he said, I got to go see Bob Kessling. He's being awarded or rewarded something at the legislature. So he used the Kessling out clause to get away from me.
Hey, Bill, I still think Kessling's figured out how to pronounce Stanley Assumne's name yet.
No.
Kessling. It's hard to follow a legend. John Ward, you know, that's one of my little favorite laugh lines over here, Bill. I always say, you know, everybody take it easy on Holly. She's replacing the second best women's basketball coach of all time.
Right.
And I just watch them hit the roof.
That's why they don't allow you on those shows up there.
Because they're too dumb over here. They don't give Gino the credit he deserves.
You need to – here's what
– The only thing Pat's got on Gino is she drove a van and folded bras and panties back in the 70s. Gino's 4-0 against her national championship games, Bill, but good luck finding Debbie Jennings or anybody to plaid shirt over here in a short haircut telling you about it.
Now, here's what I think you need to do, and this should have been your New Year's resolution. You should have decided to turn a new leaf, toe the company line, and start calling those local shows by saying Go Vols every day. That's what you got to do.
Call State Run, call Hubs and Himes up, and Go Vols.
Correct.
I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
They give you an hour if you do that.
But maybe pull a Steve from Lex and ask a recruiting question or two.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with some real sports here.
Yes, sir.
First off, I'm kind of with you on this Rick Byrd thing. Congratulations to Rick Byrd, but I don't look at it as a tournament. I mean, it's 68 teams now. That is the number, right?
Correct, I think.
And they're not going to go back to 64. Once they do these things, they got a better chance of going to 128 than back to 64. So I guess we're old, get off my lawn guys at this point. But, you know, Konzo went from the playing game to the Sweet 16.
Is that right?
Yeah, last year with him before he shot off to La La Land.
Correct.
Their land of fruits and nuts, northern Bay Area, Cal,
right.
Berkeley.
Right.
Where the new people live in trees.
That's right.
That's true, Bill. I had some friends and family out there, and they were walking around Cal Memorial Stadium, whatever they call it. Beautiful stadium, earthquake crack right down the middle of it. And there was a nude guy hanging out in a tree with some toilet paper.
Everybody thought it was normal. It was all good.
It probably is normal out there. Hey, Bill, going forward here, you know, this Tennessee deal, I've been saying forever, I don't think they're going to hit the Final Four. I think they're just a bunch of maxed out three stars. Mm-hmm. At some point, that bill comes due.
Right.
Five stars usually beat three stars when it's all said and done. But I have to say, you know, in a normal basketball season, the way Houston years and stuff like that, Don DeVoe, Kevin O'Neal,
right.
You know, typical basketball season for Tennessee, you ask how they do against Kentucky, how they do against Peabody, and how they do against Tiger High.
Correct.
And if you look at it, they blasted Kentucky the other day. Your Kentucky fans, have they got those tears off their T-shirts yet? Their T-shirts dried. But, you know, blasted Kentucky a couple of times.
Right.
Peabody didn't win a league game, got them. And Tiger High is off of the NIT. They got old Penny, his nut job self. So, in the big scheme of things, it's a tournament sport, but by a typical Tennessee basketball standard, it's already been a success.
So Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield, which one's going to be in Jerusalem and which one's going to be in Hungary?
Which one's going to Estonia?
That's right.
I don't know, but I tell you what, Billy, you were telling that Aaron Kraft story the other day.
Yeah.
Or Griff was.
Yeah.
I Googled Aaron Kraft. He's over in Estonia somewhere.
Is that right? He's playing. Okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't good enough to be an NBA guy.
He's not selling State Farm insurance just yet.
So I didn't – when Griff was filling in some of the details of that whole thing, I didn't realize he says that the Krafts actually invited themselves to
Yeah, we don't. That's such a mess. That's, you know, probably bores your audience. But, yeah, it's a whole crazy deal, and his dad got involved, and I think they just took Bruce for a ride, personally. Went over and drank his scotch and ate his hot dogs and then turned on him. But whatever on that. But, Bill, one other thing for you here. Let's talk quick Vegas. You were talking about your bet online account.
Correct. $119.05. How much would they get me at Dollywood? Can I get in?
Well, they're going to charge you $15 to park your car.
Yeah.
And then about $3.50 for a funnel cake or two.
Right.
And then, you know, if you get, you know, your sweet tooth pops up on you, you're probably going to need some saltwater taffy. I don't know how your footwear's doing. You know, they got plenty of Indian moccasins over there for you.
Right.
I'd probably burn a 50 real quick.
So, yeah, that 119 goes pretty swift at Dollywood. What's it cost to get in Dollywood?
Hell, they'll hit you for $50 to walk in if you don't buy a pass from them. They try to get everybody buying a pass. There's another $50. And then it'll cost you $129 at the Smoky Bear Inn. You'll
right.
get some fake orange juice in the morning. So that's $200 right there.
Last time I was at Dollywood, my two oldest, who are now at the University of Tennessee, one's a junior, one's a sophomore up there, they got in a fight in the Santa Claus line. I'm not kidding. I swear.
The big news over here, Bill, thing I'm going to clear out on you. The big news over here is Blake Shelton opened up a big old bling country bar in Gatlinburg.
You told me that. What's it called?
Well, you know, you got all of, you know, all you got to do is walk down Lower Broadway and you can see one of his deals over there and Luke Bryan, all these bro country dudes. That's all they do now is open up bars on Lower Broadway.
Uh huh.
Sing about going to the beach.
Right. Why don't you and I? We're well known enough. Why don't we open a Dickel Bar up there?
There you go. That's a gold mine right there, Bill. A bar with real country music playing George Strait, outlaw country, selling George Dickel, and no foo-foo drinks.
That's right.
All right, Bill. Last thing. You know, when you're out there in Vegas, you know, that's a big deal here in Vegas. This opening round of the NCAA tournament. A lot of people love it. They just live for it. They go out there to those sports books.
Right.
And I like it, but, you know, I'm more of a horse racing guy. I'll sit there and put $2 on a horse and relax, smoke a cigar, drink a scotch or two, speaking of that. But I don't like sitting in the sports book on the NCAA tournament times because you can't hear the announcers. I actually want to hear these dummies talk. I want to hear the ball bounce and, you know, whatever dummy Vitale's saying. I want to hear it. And when you're in those sports books, they got every game going on at once and no volume, and you can't hear what's going on. You can see, but you can't hear. I don't like
that. Is that right? See, I've never been there.
I'd rather be in the hotel room watching the game where I could hear the announcers, hear the ball dribbling, hear the crowd. As great as the sports books are, you can't hear anything. Except some guy beside you from Cleveland gambling about the $50 he just lost.
All right, I got a question on Twitter for you. Soul Street Coffee, really good dude, and he's got his own coffee. Makes it different flavors. He wants to know if you are a coffee drinker.
Double shot of espresso, And I'll come to the business, and we'll have a Donald Trump rally. So all the Bernie Sanders people down there at Bongo Jog like Crazy Charlie. We'll have a competing rally. We'll have a Donald Trump rally down there at Soul Street Coffee.
No, this guy will send you. A lot of people in this audience get their coffee from him. But so espresso is your thing.
Yeah, and it's like it's like rocket fuel. It'll shoot you through the roof. A triple shot will.
No, I got you.
See you, Bill.
All right. There you go, Soul Street Coffee. Kenneth. That's from the Cosby Cattleman. The Cosby Cattleman. Man. Yeah, my 119.05 in the Bet Online account, that wouldn't last long at Dollywood. I'm thinking. Yeah, we were there. When would that have been? Now, the last time I've been to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, that area since then. But not for Christmas. I went up there. Me and my wife got the crazy idea of taking the kids up there for Christmas, early 2000s. And we got a chalet or whatever it was. It was probably $500 a pop. And nothing worked, literally. And when we would call to try and get somebody to do something about it, number one, you couldn't get anybody to respond. And number two, once you did, they were indignant. Like, it's not our problem. You rented the place. I'm not kidding. Now, I'm not saying every experience is like that. I'm sure tons of you have gone up there and had a wonderful experience. We get to all the Christmas stuff there, and my two oldest boys, who were probably 7 and 8 then, got in a fight in the Santa Claus line. After couldn't find any place to go eat hardly up there during this period of time. And before it was time to go home, like the night before, we all got the flu. I'm not kidding. I'm talking about the ravaging, I feel like crud flu. I just remember driving home. Sick, and I don't even remember. It's been 5 years since I've had the flu. I don't get the flu much. I remember driving home saying, this ain't happening again. it was the Christmas trip from hell. Now, I've been up there for various events since then. Matter of fact, we were up there for a Christmas basketball tournament a couple of years ago. But anyways, Cosby Cattleman. He is the man. All right. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. If you are looking for a job well done when it comes to your pest control, you are looking for convenience, done at your convenience, and you're looking for pricing that will make you happy, that's right, then that is for you. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. A lot of folks who participate on this show that live here now, obviously if you don't live here, but that live in this area are on the list. They get their quarterly spray there now, and we are adding daily to that list. Get on that list. Be a proud member of that list, 615-293-0722, and I can promise you the pricing will make you happy. Anything you need down pest control, termite, work, brown recluse, fungus on the wood under the house. Insulation removal, that's a big pain, but our guys do it. 615-293-0722. All right, let's get the break here. Just getting going. Hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes with injuries on 24 West between Harding and Briley, and another on Bell Road between Heron Point and Couchville Pike, south of the Elm Hill Recreation Area. 65 South starts slowing at Elm Hill Pike toward Trinity. Ellington Parkway is slowed southbound from Douglas Avenue to Spring Street. Furniture Wholesale Plus has a new location at 4404 Lebanon Pike. Celebrate the big opening April 1st. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
The New England Patriots are world champions. Relive all the thrilling moments in the Super Bowl 53 Champions commemorative film.
They can't stop us! They cannot stop us!
Brady lobs a throw for Gronkowski, left side, makes the catch!
This is as good as it gets right here. Streamers coming down.
Super Bowl 53 champions. Own it now on Blu-ray combo pack or DVD at NFL Shop.
Owensboro. Want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hey folks, Jake Wild, production director here at Nashville Sports Radio. The 2019 Cougar Classic is teeing off on Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course, and there are still some spots available. The annual Cougar Classic helps raise money for the Good Pasture Alumni Association to help with tuition assistance for students who have lost a parent. Head over to WNSR.com and register your team or sign up as a sponsor. The 2019 Cougar Classic, Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course, from Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan Forecast. Well, this morning, a stray shower, otherwise partly sunny today, the high 56. Becoming mainly clear tonight, low 36. Friday, sunny, high 64. Saturday, sunny, high 62. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Comedy Nashville Hotel. I was just thinking, and I should have asked the question, with the Cosby Cattleman. Does he want Holly Warlick at Tennessee to win two games so they get Geno, or just go ahead and lose? Because he doesn't want her to win at all, but which of the two would he prefer? As Jeff Too explained, Tennessee is set to perhaps play Connecticut, but it won't be initially. It would have to be in the Sweet 16. So would he permit Holly a couple of W's to get to Geno to then lose by 80? That's the question. I didn't ask him. I should have. So, audience, I let you down there. I don't know why I didn't even think of that. Eric says up in Indianapolis, only Cosby can incorporate Estonia, the Smoky Bear Inn, and fake orange juice into his calls. Yep. Nobody can take topics and weave in and out of them like the Cosby Cattleman, right? In a quick phone call. I mean, I wouldn't say totally quick, but I mean, he gets it done. He makes every second count, usually, when he calls. He could weave in and out of things differently than anybody else I've ever heard. Karen, as in, we got to come up with it. Well, KKL is her name, right? Karen Key Largo, even though she lives in the Houston area, the Woodlands. Says, I've got a list of things I'd love to hear a recruit say just once. Number one, I don't like the head coach. Number two, I just came for the free trip. Number three, man, your facilities suck. Number four, I really didn't enjoy my visit. Number five, no way I'm living in this crap hole town. Just once, I'd like to hear that. Well, they probably have been coached and told to don't be that I was going to say the word revealing, but I don't like that word. I was going to say I wouldn't be that open about it, but that would be funny. But then, see, later, let's say you choose a team that's got to play that team that you commented so poorly about. Then that will come back up. The evil media will dig that back up on you. Yeah, dude popped off about the trip, said it wasn't good enough for him. Now they play. Let's see if that's a factor in the game. You know how that goes. That's the way the slick and slimy media looks at things. They're trying to get that angle. They're trying to find that gotcha moment, aren't they? Just saying. Eric says, we may be onto something. Soul Street Coffee asking a question to the Cosby Cattleman when I had him on. And in this case, it was, are you a coffee drinker? Because that is the business that Soul Street Coffee is in. He said, we should submit questions each week for you to ask Cosby. Well, I mean, how about anybody ask Cosby? Soul Street Coffee or anybody? Now, make it slick. Don't make it be like, hey, who do you think's going to win, Tennessee or Florida? I mean, well, actually, that would probably incite a good answer from him, because you got to remember now, let me reiterate, Cosby Cattleman is not a Vol shill. He spends 99% of his time not complimenting them, even though that's his team. Yeah, he is not a go team, here are my pom-poms guy. He is a let me constantly list you the things that irritate the bejesus out of me about my school. And then he goes down and goes through them. Too bad he wasn't there with us when Fulmer came by. That'd have been fun. He ain't a Fulmer guy. Karen, I saw this. Somebody posted this on Twitter yesterday. A Texas homeowner reported a few rattlesnakes under their house. And when animal control, the pest control, ain't happening. This is Texas, too. We've got rattlesnakes here, too, but not like Texas. No, we're lightweight compared to Texas now. But when the removal company, what do they call them, got there, they found like 48 rattlesnakes under the house. Yeah, I saw that. Somebody tweeted that yesterday, and I did see that. Boy, that's scary. Dude, they interviewed one of the local, was it newspaper, TV stations there in Texas, interviewed the dude. His company is called Big Country Snake Removal. And the city was Albany, about 150 miles west of Dallas. I assume they call it Albany because you got to remember, in Georgia, it's pronounced Albany. Or Albany. Yeah. Albany, like A-L-L and then dash B-E-N-N-Y. Up in New York, it's Albany, where Charlie's from. Charlie's not from there, but New York area. Yeah, Big Country Snake Removal. The dude said, when they interviewed him, that's nothing. 48 snakes, that's nothing. We do this every day. It's absolutely nothing. Imagine that being your gig. Yeah, I was gonna mention this. Here locally in basketball, girls basketball, all you Gators out there, and I forgot, I've been meaning to tell you this. All you Gators and you fans of football, period. We have a team that's where Jeff 2 is, Nolensville High School. It's a new school, a couple of years old. It's a beautiful, sprawling campus. Gorgeous. I mean absolutely gorgeous. And really spacious, and if you live in that area and your kids go there, I would assume you're happy. Fantastic place. I don't live in that part of Wilco, so that's not a choice for us, but it's beautiful. Anyways, their basketball team, and I think they just, on the boys' side, et cetera, I think they just had their first senior class. That's how new the school is. Anyways, the girls' team is also a good team. They got put out in the regionals, but a very good program. And they've got a couple of players. You may remember these last names. One is Zoe Piller. You know who she is the daughter of? Zach Piller. Yeah, Zach played for Dura Gators and then was playing for the Titans for many years and settled here. Of course you're going to settle in Wilco. And they live over in that Nolensville area. And she's about a 6'1 post. She actually had an ACL during the season, blew her knee. But a college-level prospect, just a sophomore post player. Very good post player. And Zach still lives around here. He's at all those games. Zach Piller played all those years for the Titans. The other one is, and I don't know her first name, but her last name is Baird. B-A-I-R-D, and that is the daughter of Doug Baird. Now, Doug Baird played for the University of Tennessee. He was an offensive lineman for him. I believe he played at Waverly. He's from Waverly, Tennessee. So, yeah, you may recognize those names. Maybe it's Gracie Baird. I don't know, but she's a real good player, too. Very good player. Yeah, both of them daughters of relatively famous last name offensive lineman that some of you would recognize, particularly here in the South. Some of you folks up north probably wouldn't. That might not ring a recognizable bell to some of you folks up north, but down here you'd remember those names. Anyways, I know we got to get the bottom of the hour break, so let's take it right here. Presented by every day we're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on 40 East between 46th Avenue and the 440 Junction. Also on I-40, wrecks at Donaldson Pike and Stewart's Ferry Pike. 65 South starts slowing at Elm Hill Pike toward Trinity. Ellington Parkway is slowed southbound from Douglas Avenue. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Looking for gifts you'll appreciate and love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? And want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville, offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. Couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatment, manicures and pedicures. Plus, don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs and use the special code BALLPARK10. That's BALLPARK10 to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown Nashville location only. Call 615-717-7511 or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com and use the code BALLPARK10.
Hey folks, it's the man called Amp from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
employees.
The fine folks at Elite Contract Coating and Polishing LLC remind Americans to honor and show support to our troops and veterans. Visit USO.org to see how you can help our heroes. This salute is from Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing LLC, serving the Nashville area with quality service and pride. For the best in floor coatings, polishing, or staining, call the pros today at 615-983-0272. That's 615-983-0272. Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing LLC. Professionals who care.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show.
This is not. Did you just fall out of your chair? Are you okay? You're sweating on your forehead.
I'm back now. All right, that's good. Well, I'm trying to plug my computer in underneath there, and then
you fell out of the chair.
Yeah. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Yeah, the college football talk mostly has been unfettered free agency and maybe a little here and there about pro days. And maybe a knucklehead thing here or there. Knucklehead season will provide us, me and all of you, it'll provide us with some content. Yeah, knucklehead season will deliver for us. We just don't know where and when, but it will happen. 888-702-5494 if you'd like to check in. Basketball gets started this morning. NCAA tournament. I love the Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament. Basketball from start to finish. It starts today, Central Time. Now, we're on Central Time here. About halfway to Rocky Top, it turns into Eastern Time. Yeah, right outside of Cookeville. But we're on Central Time here. So it's 11:15, the Minnesota-Louisville game gets started. That is Richard Pitino against Louisville, where his dad got run. Ricky P. Richard Pitino. And like we said earlier, you think the NCAA just randomly ended up with those two teams slotted in the very first game of the tournament? Yes, I'm saying the very first game of the tournament. Don't correct me on that. On Thursday, correct. Very first game. Just, oh, whoops. Look what happened. There's Minnesota and Louisville matched up. I'll be darned. Is there any storylines regarding that name? Oh, the Pitino thing. We never even thought of that. It's amazing how these accidental storyline games develop. It's just remarkable. We crunched the numbers. We had no idea this would happen. Yale and LSU. Yale and LSU. With no coach. LSU with no head coach. No Will Wade. What's LSU waiting on there? What are they doing? They want to get through the tournament, whatever their fate may be with this tournament. They want to get through it before they can Will Wade officially, just so the season's over, so you're not the media is not around the players berating them about Will Wade getting fired. Is that the PR move? That sounds like a douche canoe Joe Oliva move, right? Joe Oliva, the guy that totally screwed the Duke lacrosse thing up too. One of them. He was one of many, but Vermont and Florida State. So the Seminoles, all you Seminole fans, Jim and West Palm's team right here, Jim and Jupiter's team versus Vermont. And they're favored by, what, 8.5? Sparty, I'll give that one to Chad. Sparty versus Bradley. Belmont, Maryland. Belmont getting 3 points. I'm a shill for Belmont. Yeah, I am not for the Turtles there. I am for Belmont. I'm for the Bruins. I'm for Rick Bird's team. Kansas -7. They take on Northeastern in that one. Murray State, Marquette. By the way, Kansas favored. Did I say by 7? Okay, yeah. Marquette by 3.5 over Murray State. Gators. Now, think about the Gator fans. Perry Mason's Gators. I will assign him this one. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of Florida. Lake Placid, Florida. Perry Mason -2.5 for Nevada. Gators getting points here. Gators played very good in the SEC tournament. I hope that continues. I do not have a vested interest in Nevada. I will be Go Gator guy today. Kentucky Abilene Christian. Cats are favored by 3 touchdowns, plus the extra point is converted after each touchdown, 21 points. Over Abilene Christian. Who else do we have? Villanova, that is Mark the Godfather's team, against St. Mary's of California. Villanova favored by 4.5. Mark the Godfather, who lives in Noonan, Georgia, he has not called the show or tweeted the show in a long time. He is a very rare fan. You know, we all have our little idiosyncrasies, right? Our peculiarities, how we're different. He is different. Mark the Godfather, get this now, loves Villanova basketball and Auburn football. You tell me who else has got that combination going. You know how you'll see the front of cars and it'll have sometimes the combination of two teams? Like instead of just one plate that says Gators, Aggies, Bama, Buckeyes, Dogs, Vols, whatever, right? Instead of that, it'll have the split down the middle. It'll have two teams. Like, I see a car in Wilco, and I think it has, like, Florida and Auburn. Now, I mean, I could see that. You live in the South. One spouse went to one spouse went to the other. I mean, that's normal. Is that a thing in your area, too, where you have the split tag? I see that all over Wilco. Mark the Godfather, if he's got a split tag, it would be Villanova and Auburn. I don't even know. How do you get that? What would that tag look like? Villanova and War Damn Eagle. You think Gus Malzahn has ever heard of Villanova? Seriously. Gus, who's from Arkansas, you think he's ever heard of Villanova? Much less, I know he hadn't played him. At least I think he hadn't played him. Yes, is the split tag, you know how we were talking, Kip called in yesterday from D.C. to talk about this yesterday, but we were talking about how here in Wilco, and I love Wilco, but it's real clicky, and the trendy thing is to have the sticker on your back window that says 30A, which is the kind of the strip down there between Seaside, Watercolor, Seagrove Beach, all those. That's that 30A. It's kind of that stretch, I guess, is what that means. Then the other thing, the trendy thing, is you got to have a Yeti sticker. That's the Mac Daddy of coolers, right? So you got those two, man. You're all – you're in Wilco – man, you've got the whole status thing going. okay? You have been properly identified as to which your beach preference, and also your cooler, your big old Yeti cooler preference. But is your area where you live, wherever that is, some in the South listen, some not in the South listen to the show, that are north, east, wherever, Midwest, wherever you might be, is that split tag also a thing in your area? Michigan, Montana, I mentioned this one. Michigan favored by 14.5 over the, what would that be, the Grizzlies of Montana. Syracuse, now there's no doubt whose team. That's Peter's team. Peter's team favored by 1.5 over Baylor. So some of the spreads. Let me identify. Tennessee plays on Friday. You know how I knew Tennessee played on Friday? Like a couple of days ago when the draw was released. My son, he would be my fourth son. I've got five. He would be the in the age pecking order, he'd be number four. He turns 14 on Friday. And one of the traditions that each kid has when they have a birthday, and again, I got seven of them. So again, every other day there's a birthday in my family, seriously. Nine people, seven kids, two adults, obviously. So it literally there's a birthday every time you blink. But one of the traditions is mom takes them to lunch or dinner. No, just those two. Not me. I'm out. Just those two. And I asked him, I said, now, you know Tennessee plays Friday. Are you sure you know what time it is? Because this is one of my guys who is a huge basketball and football fan, but he likes college basketball, and he's a Tennessee Vol. Loves Tennessee. And he'd already checked it out. Yeah, Tennessee plays at 2 Central, 3 Eastern. And they're going to go to dinner. So he's good. But that's how I knew how exactly where the Tennessee Colgate game was placed in the time slot on Friday was because of a birthday in the family. Yeah, mama takes each one out, just those two, to their choice of dinner or lunch, wherever they want to go. I don't even know where they're going. I haven't heard. They probably don't want me to know. So that's probably why I'm not aware of where they're going. And each one has their own thing, their own, like, favorite place to go. So to me, it would be either the Omni, the Southern, or Sonic. It'd be one of those three. Iona and North Carolina, God. North Carolina is favored by 23. I'm openly praying. I know God's got many better things to be doing, but I'm praying for Iona to win this game. Knowing they won't, but I'm praying for them. Mississippi State plays Liberty. Yeah, Mississippi State gets Hugh Freeze's team. Favored by 6.5. Ducks and Wisconsin. That is an interesting matchup for a first rounder. That's -2. Let me do one thing. I know we need to get the break. Let me find Oregon and Wisconsin. What is the game? What is the first game, today or tomorrow, that's got the tightest spread? Here is one. Central Florida, Virginia Commonwealth is a 1-point game, 1-point spread. Central Florida favored by 1. Let me see if there's another one there. Real quick. Oklahoma and Ole Miss is another one. Mississippi. Ole Miss favored. Ole Miss Evie's team favored by 1. There's two of them. Okay, Baylor, Syracuse. That's 1.5. Peter's team there favored. Is there any other? Is there a? I don't see a pick 'em anywhere here. I'm going quick, everybody. I'm perusing rapidly. Okay, let's get the break. One more break. on this Thursday edition. And remember, tomorrow, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Ellington Parkway southbound at East Trinity Lane. Ellington is slow from Douglas to Spring Street. 65 South starts slowing at Elm Hill Pike toward Trinity. The eastern split is slow across I-40 West from Briley to Fessler's and on I-24 West from Whitsitt Park all through the eastern side of 440. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career choices. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
GEICO is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could and look they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giant shoes fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, GEICO is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Middle Tennessee. Grab your tickets for wrestling night as your Grizzlies host the Timberwolves Saturday at 7 p.m. For $22, get two terrace-level tickets and 2 5-piece bonus wing coupons from Wing Guru. Grab tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP. Grizz Nation. Pick up the best seats at the best price to see the Lakers, Warriors, and more with Grizzlies 2019-2020 season tickets. Plus, place your deposit now and perk up with free tickets to all remaining home games this season. Tickets start at just $9 a game. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop Grizzlies.com today.
Five-State Forecast.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Sky Scan Forecast. Well, this morning, a stray shower, otherwise partly sunny today, the high 56. Becoming mainly clear tonight, low 36. Friday, sunny, high 64. Saturday, sunny, high 62. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio,
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
That's right, Omni. Omni Nashville Hotel. Eric says, Bill, the big car tag up here where he's at in Indianapolis says, IU and Purdue. With a saying that says, a house divided. See, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. I wonder if there's any tag that says Notre Dame, IU. Notre Dame's so polarizing, right? Hawkeye Jason says where he lives, and Jason lives in Smyrna, says he's seen an Oregon-Tennessee split plate. That's a combination. Wow. That is definitely a combination. Oregon and Tennessee. I can't think of another one like that. Karen says, Bill, did you know the Aggies-Clemson game is moved from Saturday, August the 31st to Thursday the 29th. I don't know that I noticed that. I know the Gator and Miami game got moved to the 24th, right? From the 31st to the 24th. I don't know if I saw that. That skipped by me, I think. Round Man says, why we love the Cosby Cattleman, reason number 24. People living naked in trees. Radio Gold. Yeah, one of the things Cosby Cattleman said, and he worked into the conversation, was about, I think he said he's got some friends that live out there in the Berkeley area, and they said they were just wandering along. Was it on campus? And looked up, and there was a naked dude in the trees. So Eric earlier said, only Cosby can incorporate Estonia, the Smoky Bear Inn, fake orange juice into Cosby. Add to that naked people in trees. Estonia, Smoky Bear Inn, fake orange juice, and naked people up in the trees. Nobody weaves in and out of topics, totally unrelated at times, like the Cosby Cattleman. Major Move says, Bill, we play Myrtle Beach Monday. After seeing them play hoops, I can say in all honesty, we want Bama. Weren't Kentucky fans saying during the football season, we want Bama? Remember, they had their best season since the late 70s. But after a big win, which win was it? I don't think it was early when they beat Florida. I think it was a little later in the season. Maybe it was it the Mississippi State game? I don't know. But weren't they holding up signs saying, we want Bama? She says, Karen, she says, no, the first game Clemson plays Georgia Tech, and they play Texas State. So anyways, that one's, Aggies hung with them last year. I'll tell you the one thing that Clemson does, and it seems to be a yearly pattern. It's almost like Clemson, it's almost like Dabo Sweeney maps out the season like you would if it was basketball. Basketball is a tournament sport. And the regular season has meaning, but certainly not football meaning, right? Play a lot of games. Each game's not nearly as vital as football. It's the way they do things. I mean, and it's You can play basketball and in the regular season, the first month and a half or whatever, beat a team, beat them handily, see them later in the postseason and lose. And your season's over and they advance. And just too much before that, they blasted you. Right? I mean, it's a little bit different feel. Dabo Sweeney, how many times have we watched Dabo Sweeney's teams at Clemson in the regular season play a crappy game? Where you go, you know what? And you make the mistake of saying, Clemson's not very good. You see that crap? Remember a couple of years ago, Deshaun Watson's last year, they won the Natty. And Troy was a well-coached team, but Troy doesn't belong out there beating Clemson or competing with them, right? I mean, Clemson did everything but lose that game. And I remember thinking, this team's they're not getting anywhere. Of course, they won the Natty. or we see them lose at Syracuse. Syracuse, good program now. See them lose to Pittsburgh. And think, you know what? You get this dog team in the postseason, they're not going anywhere. I'd say Dabo right now, if he does one thing better than most, and again, he's won two of the last three, so he's doing a lot of things better than most. But this specific thing of taking a team and, for whatever reason, sometimes not playing all that well regular season or early, But having them playing by far their best ball when it's do or die, that's an art form. That's not a coincidence. That's not just, wow, somehow, late in the year, we play good ball. I don't know how this is happening, but it works. You can have teams peak too early. I mean, there's, you see it, you folks, high school ball, you can see it in high school ball, football, basketball. I've seen it in baseball. I'm just saying. There's an art form to that. At Crazy Charlie 615 at Billis King. Remember, Brad Powers tomorrow, bradpowersports.com. Hey, you folks, Round Man, Robin the 210, Vince, all of you who wager, what's the play today? I got $119.05 in that account. I'm stacking lots of paper. So what's the play today? I'm rich. Lash Paw.